You know what they need to make?
What?
So, like, a USB-C cable, but, like, wireless. So it's just little nubs that you plug in. Why isn't that made yet?
You mean
it's
like,
possible.
You mean, like, those little like ghetto ones they
like
have
just
on
a wireless
TV?
Cable.
Well, yeah, they have something. They do have something like that. I've seen
do
them.
Do they?
Yeah, it's a little teeny tiny dongle thing mm-hmm. that you... It's USB-C, mm-hmm. and then but it's real flat on the end of your phone.
Yeah, just be real
and
small.
And then it's just a magnet.
No, not a magnet. It would be like wireless. Like, so I have at home with for my guitar, I have a little module that I plug into my guitar. And then I have another little module that I plug into my amp, and it's wireless. Something like that. Why isn't that a thing?
That is a thing. I've seen it. I've seen it a thing.
Have
it's
you?
Weird. It's weird. They look funny. They look like beehives.
Oh.
It's weird. Oh, I've seen it.
You think that would be like super cool to have like just a little nub that you plug into your phone and then.
Well, our phones already have that. It's the amount of strength. So making the phones more receptive to it. I think that was part of the.
I feel like it's possible to make a wireless USB-C cable.
I feel like I don't want it anywhere near my dick.
Well, why would... What? Well, you can't
I'm
wrap
not,
the
like,
cable
I don't,
around your
I don't
dick.
Want more children, but I don't
no
want
cable.
The fucking... I'm not willing to sacrifice my ability to reproduce, and I don't want nut cancer.
Oh, because of radiation.
Yeah,
I don't know why I did finger quotes, because it's a real thing.
Yeah. But like I'm not willing. I'd rather plug my phone in.
Slow
like
level,
a fucking caveman.
So do you not use earbuds or anything?
I do use earbuds.
Well, that's slow level radiation too.
No, it's not because it's that wave of radiation is too thick to go. It's
I feel like
too
the
big
technology
to go.
Would work similar like Bluetooth. It just have to convert it back into a whatever USB-C signal thing. I don't know how it works. Anyways, we survived the apocalypse. What?
Well, wait, one more thing. I'm still impressed that you can have those all them fancy sex toys that you can control for your phone. Like, but the thing is they need to put like I think there should be a law that there should be a range on it.
You know what?
Because what if you bump it while she's at
work?
She falls down some steps.
So
and
you
shit,
now
like,
have like that flipper thing.
Yeah.
So it can actually.
Find
control
those.
Like say I go out to a mall and I just start fucking spamming that shit, just look around just because it would fucking make them go the love sense things or whatever.
Everybody will remember Mark walking around making the really kinky bitches fall
to
their knees.
I would never want to do it because what if I'm just fucking like, all right, let's see and look around and some old lady falls on the ground because I'm like making her fucking jizz her pants out. Like, no.
I don't know, man. I think you're lucky it would be some old dude going, oh, God! Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Like you would just make some old dude.
So I don't think I'm ever going to use that utility on my sonic screwdriver, but... So we survived the apocalypse.
We did. We survived the fucking shadow.
Everybody thought the eclipse meant apocalypse.
Yeah, that's fun.
The
fucking
the dogs
kids
would go blind.
Did
and
you
the
stare
dogs
at
the dogs going blind.
I feel like they had like similar issues the last time though, in like 2017.
17, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
People were like freaking out about that one too.
Yeah,
but I like don't. Remember
I mean, people
them
freak out.
Freaking
yeah,
out as
it's
much.
It's
like I saw shit
for people to be freaking
that,
out about.
That means the rapture is gonna happen. I saw shit that. It wasn't even the moon. It was the planet Nibiru and the Anunnaki were going to come back and get us.
Right.
Or something. It was the apocalypse. Like, because it made an X with the path from the last one. I don't.
Definitely an apocalypse. Though.
Was there like a door to hell opened on that X? We need to check that town, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Just to make sure there were no like portals opened or anything.
Which town was it?
I'm not sure. Let me check.
Oh, God.
Sunnyvale?
What if it... I'm wondering if it's some, like... It's either going to be some... I don't know. Ooh, if it's in the middle of the country, it could be some back-ass shit. It could be something basic. I bet it's more basic than anything. That's my money.
I don't know.
What state is it?
I'm looking.
Wow. You guys Google slow.
Do, 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 I can cut it out, you son of a bitch.
Do, 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 do. This part's for Rob. Do, 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 do. Oh, fuck, I fucked it up.
Cedar Lake in Jackson County, Illinois. So, we need to check in on Cedar Lake to make sure that's not like a portal or something.
Jackson County, Illinois.
Supposedly the...
You know... Yeah. You know what, though? Something I can guarantee...
The portals are opening up. The stargates are turning on.
I mentioned something about it earlier. The thing is whatever comes out of a fucking gate in that poor town, somebody's going to try to fuck it.
Somebody's going to try to fuck it. Are you trying to say something about this town? Like, these poor people? Are you
I'm just saying, like, you remember, like, the whole plot of, like, the very beginning of Hellboy, where he just, like, they were doing this crazy shit, and then he just plopped through a hole, and he was a little, like, baby thing, and they, like, took care of him and shit. That's feasible. Oh. I mean, it's feasible. Something crawls out of a hole, and like, it's like, oh, well, we really don't want to kill it. It's pretty harmless. We just take care of it. This is what we learn from it.
Okay, so what were you doing? Did you watch
somebody try to fuck it? If I'm saying, like, hopefully the right government agency gets involved because somebody tried to fuck that thing.
Probably.
Yep.
I mean, they'll get AIDS and
yep,
everything else. We were literally just talking about this monkeys. Like earlier today,
right? Is that weird?
So what were you doing subject? During the eclipse?
So we only had one pair of the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to share it with two little boys.
Oh. did you get to watch it? You were at work?
I was at work, but I chose not to watch it. Yeah. I saw it in 2017. It's not different.
I tried not to watch it. I was at work working on the podcast because I was really counting on that eclipse on being the apocalypse. So I didn't have to do work this week. But here we are.
Oh,
so
fuck.
Anyways, so... I'm like, you know, trying to edit, and every about 3 minutes, my one client would give me an update.
Every 3 minutes?
Yeah. Mark, it's partial. It's almost in front of it. Mark, it's coming a little bit closer. I'm like, dude, cool. I'm like,
was he staring at the sun?
Well, he had glasses.
He had a thing? Okay. That's good.
I mean...
So
he might have been like,
I definitely saw a couple of videos where like this kid was fucking around. Oh, yeah, with
that
one
was
of those,
fake
like,
though.
What? Where it burned his face?
Oh no, that one. The one where he's like, look, I can't see anything. Like the little like 10-year-old kid, that was fake.
No, I'm talking about the kid. It was like a news thing. So it was like B-roll footage, and it was a guy watching it because he laughs his ass off as soon as the kid does it. But it was one of those ones where it projects it onto a piece of paper through like this big tube thing, but it's reflecting on the inside. So this kid like kept like trying to angle it, and he fucking angled it so that it beamed on his face, and so it burned his shit.
Oh,
out of his
I did
face
see that
for
one.
A second. Yeah. Oh, I laughed really hard at that.
Something different happens, and people just turn real dumb.
Yeah.
I saw an article that said that the Google search history that right after the eclipse was very concerning because it was like, why do my eyes hurt?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
why do my eyes hurt after I stared into the sun? Yeah. Oh yeah. Oops.
So I got a really weird story about California, if you want it.
Oh, sure.
I walked by a bum that was staring at the sun one time.
Really?
Uh-huh. I knew what he was doing, and I knew, like...
Just straight up staring?
Yeah, straight up staring at the sun as I was, like, walking by him, and I just, like, as I kept going, I was, like, thinking about it, I was like, holy fuck. But I was, like, on my way, like, I had to keep going the way I was going.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, but I just kept fucking thinking of this guy that was probably high out of his mind off something that he...
Well, now he's blind.
Yeah, and now he's blind. Like, he, like... Oh,
it does not take very long to go blind staring at the sun, right?
No.
So anyways, this is Mark.
And this is Nick.
And I'm Z.
And this is the Guns and Gory podcast. What'd you do all day, big boy? Be all tired like that.
Oh, I thought about OJ Simpson a good bit today.
Oh, okay.
So, like, yeah. What is up with this? I keep seeing things, but I don't. Well, I didn't he died. This time. Oh, like, truly
cancer.
Died?
Yeah, he had cancer and he died.
I saw a meme that set him and Nicole together again.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was he would rest easy because her killer's now dead.
Yeah, right. There was a lot of memes about it. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's just there was a rumor that he confessed, and it was like a deleted Twitter post, and all it was an edited thing mm-hmm. that somebody made. And but, like, I had to look into it more to make sure, like, really? Like, did he
get it?
I mean, he did write a book that said, if I did it. But, like, come on.
So he didn't confess.
No, there is no confession.
What a fucking asshole.
And that's what I thought. Like, how great would that have been to at least get a confession at the very end?
I don't know. Of it all?
Yeah, like, why? Mm.
Do you think maybe he just didn't do it?
There's no way that he wasn't not involved.
Like, oh, he had his fingers in the pie for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in that vicinity or something along those lines. Like, he's kept the tongue about something all this time. I can guarantee that. I'm not going to get into the politics, crazy shit about it, because there was a lot. There's a lot to be said about it, and I actually would like. The whole OJ thing is actually really, really interesting to me.
I grew up with that shit.
Right, exactly. And, like, my family held a little bit of, like, sour for it because a great aunt recorded over a family reunion video at the OJ trial part of it.
What?
Like, yeah.
My, oh, everybody's yeah, like, they, fuck that
they
guy.
Were pissed. Oh, they were so pissed. They were like, it was a fucking family reunion.
I remember seeing, like, the cops chasing him on the TV when I was a kid.
I saw a TikTok of a girl that was saying that her mom was, like, obsessed with it from point one, and they lived near OJ. So she made her dad drive her over there and, like, was one of the first people taking fucking weird pictures and shit. Yeah. That's, people were psychotic about it.
Yeah. People get crazy about a lot of shit.
Well, like, I guess in my family, there was an OJ didn't do it t-shirt at one point, and I fucking wish I still had it so bad. Cause I'm like, that's, the whole fact that vintage t-shirts are coming back around and people are paying, like, stupid money for, like, anything from old fucking Harley Davidson t-shirts. Can you think about how many fucking Harley Davidson t-shirts you've seen in your fucking life?
Yeah.
How many drunk motherfuckers that have never fucking owned a Harley in their life fucking wearing them t-shirts? They're fucking worth money, man.
Yep.
Like, it's just, it's odd to me. But at the same time, I'm thinking, I thought to myself, what t-shirts would I want in my collection? One of those, an Adam Koresh, like an original Adam Koresh t-shirt. Fuck yeah. I'd be like, yeah, I'll buy that.
The one Marilyn Manson shirt I had in high school is worth like $80.
Right. Now. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We were like fighting to what they were at Hot Topic for fucking $15, $13 if you got three or some shit, weird shit like that when they actually used to have good sales at Hot Topic. Hot Topic sucks now.
Nirvana brand. Marilyn Manson brand.
And fuck it, like Atticus.
I didn't give a shit about that shit.
So I liked Famous Stars and Straps, but like I was real picky with it. I only liked like the more punky shit than the more thuggy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like I saw this meme the other day and it was a Famous Stars and Straps logo and it said what was it? Dudes that have this tattoo, are you all right? And I thought of like four guys that I've seen and I know personally that have a fucking tattoo. I'm like, oh god,
that's funny.
The fuck?
So,
which tattoo?
Famous Stars and Straps, the F.
Oh, I'm sitting there thinking like Stars and Stripes.
Straps.
You remember No Boundaries t-shirts?
No Boundaries. Yeah.
Hated those things.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, fuck it. That's what's weird ass about like what Champion and stuff is popular. Everybody's wearing New Balances. That's weird.
Or what? There was also the shirts that had, they were always dogs. Do you remember those?
Always dogs.
It was like Rottweilers and like, it was just like the...
Oh, but like it was like a scenery thing. Like it was like...
I guess. It was just...
What, like glamour shots or whatever?
No, I don't know. It was a brand. Hmm. It might be like right before you guys' time. Maybe they were the New Fear.
No fear. Oh, No Fear. I wore No Fear. JNCO. JNCO jeans with the pockets that went all the way down to your feet. Those were goofy. The good old 90s. OJ's time. And he was like really fucking famous. Like, it's just because we were little kids, you know, we didn't probably think as much of it. But like, we would, if he were an NFL player now, we would know who he was when he was in movies and shit like that. So like, we definitely would have talked about it if the Guns and Gory podcast started off as a small radio show.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like when we were teenagers, we would have probably gotten so much trouble.
Man, and I cannot find it now. But it was just, it's kind of like this. It was similar to like this.
It was like those are for fat dudes. Those are for fat dudes. I've seen that fucking clothing brand. Man.
It was old, like back in the day.
I watched, you remember,
what, mid-90s?
Fuck, this dude, he was from, it's the actor that played, he was in X-Men, or it was Wolverine when he died.
Huh?
You remember that one?
Wolverine when he died? In the one?
When he was old man Logan. Logan, that's when that one called. Jeez, I can't believe it was drawn. Logan. He was the guy that was all like real pale and had no hair. And like, I think he had white like things in his eyes. Mm-hmm. He was like all whited out.
Yeah.
That guy, the actor, he was talking about how American clothing brands for like extra large people, because he has an abnormally large torso. So he has to get a particular one of the weird sizes. Mm-hmm. Right. But all the American ones are like too tall. or like, they're like snivy names.
Yeah.
And he's like, why are they doing that? And I have no choice but to buy these clothes. They're just insulting me. But I think they're insulting me. I'm not quite sure, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Like the big dogs clothing brands and shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm talking about.
Like, that's what that is, yeah.
Is it? It's overweight people?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I thought...
That's what I've always seen him.
I don't know.
Those dogs, he's always like holding a remote or like holding a basketball. Like, do you remember the fucking Looney Tunes ones that you get at like Rogers people?
Yes.
Get?
Yeah.
That was maddening.
You had like bugs and like you could get all the Looney Tunes and stuff like that.
There's ones of those that are worth money now, too.
I don't think I'd
ever
wear a Looney
Tunes
shirt.
But not all of them,
because
like there was a lot of bootleg ones. I loved bootleg stuff, though. And I love the bootleg stuff that's...
Oh, so like Gucci and...
Yeah, but I like the fake ones, too. No, I like the more vintage ones.
Yeah, you like the old fake vintage stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I know
yeah.
what you mean. Like the, Slobby Robbie.
Yeah, Slobby Robbie. His store is fucking awesome.
Yeah. He's always posting online about doing shrooms and shit.
Like, I feel like that's why he lost his TV show. I'm like, you couldn't...
It was a good show, though.
It was a great show. Oh, my gosh.
I don't even like that shit, and I thought it was good.
Yeah. But, see, I'm getting my satisfaction out of watching, like, the toy part of it from just fucking walking down the aisle at Walmart anymore with them, like, resurrecting all the vintage molds of the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle figures. I'm just like, oh. Well, instead of finding mine, I'm just going to buy that one because it has all the parts. You know, you just walk away. I haven't done it yet, but it's nice seeing them.
So, like, I have a question.
What?
You don't have to say what, but do you have anything that you're taking to the grave?
Probably.
What about you? Definitely. Anything that like just like pops out of your
120%.
I think everybody does, right?
Yeah.
Because either there's no point in bringing it up.
Right.
It's the past, so you move the fuck on, yeah. right? So like you don't need to upset anybody or bring it up, right? And then there's some shit that's just better off. Like, yeah. You're just better off
like
not
why
saying it.
That doesn't need to be said or whatever, right. I guess, yeah.
Like our hot chip challenge that I bitched out on, I'll say, I admitted it. See, I am not worthy. I'm never doing it again. The one where, what's the worst thing you ever said to somebody? And I'm like, man, that's so situational. That's such a hard question to like,
especially
ask,
when you're
quickly.
Thinking about it, like while your fucking face is burning up.
Like I've cut people in half verbally, but I was not going to be able to remember it or spit it all out. Boy,
Yeah.
Oh, taking it to your grave though.
So we're going to go to Reddit. It's on Ask Reddit. It's what's a secret you will take to the grave but don't mind telling on the internet, because of course when you're anonymous, you know,
it's
anonymous.
And I'm wondering like how many, well, I don't see, this is why I miss 4chan too, because people would anonymously post weird
shit.
Just
4chan
like
still around?
4chan's still around, it's just Reddit's the more popular place for it to end up now.
Yeah,
it's formatted a little better.
So this one is by C'est Moi Parfait. I had a sweet, wonderful student who had been in foster care, but his mom worked her ass off to get him back, and she did. He had to take a very important state exam, and she called me and asked if he passed it. I looked at the grades and saw he did, so said so. She burst in tears of joy, and that is when I saw I read the wrong one. He had failed. So I changed his grade to passing. No one knew. That was the only time I ever did that. That could have cost me my license. The weird thing is, when my awful corrupt principal pressured me to change other students' scores so we could raise our pass rate, I refused. I never told anyone what I did for my student. He went... What the fuck?
It's because of the storms.
Oh, okay, I won't yell at anybody. He went into the military, was extremely successful there, and has a great wife and kids. So I think I did the right thing. Fuck those tests. They aren't human.
Yep. That's very
kind of how I feel about
that's so wholesome.
PSSAs that they make our kids take. Like, every time a teacher says, oh yeah, PSSAs are this year, I'm like, stupid fucking tests that mean nothing.
I knew a kid that just straight up was like, I'm not taking them.
And I always had top marks. That was the only test. Well, tests I did good in, but like homework and stuff.
I think that's what really pissed off the teachers that he would have to be like, I'm not doing that. They knew he would pass it. Like they knew he would, but he was like, nope, not doing it. Oh yeah. Major cornholio.
It says, somebody said, Bugs Ratty said, reminds me of an experimental class that I read about. Students were from different socioeconomic levels, but had all done exceptionally on a placement test. The teacher proudly told them that they had done well on the test and that it was going to be a great school year. The kids all did really well, just as expected, and were really enjoying learning. Halfway through the year, someone realized that all the kids who took the test were in the class, not just the ones who had done well on it, but being they told they did well and someone believed in them, set up every one of those kids for success. By the end of the year, each one of them had made remarkable progress and justified the faith that had been placed in them. So like, you know, the tests are fucked.
Yeah,
well, I mean, so what, you have to be like, it's like a, I don't know, people who always did like the higher scores on the PSSAs in my school and that back in Texas, like they acted like they were like kind of better than others.
Like I've heard
they were in like special classes and stuff. Like actually nobody ever believed that I made, like, cause I was always like first or second, third, maybe like scores.
Right.
And then like the one year they like recognized me and they're like, what? You?
Right. Once you find the one thing, you're kind of like, oh yeah, that's that. Oops.
I'm good at tests.
Yeah. I was not. Oh, I so was not.
No.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how I passed. That's the only reason I passed. How bad was because I would tests. I would kind of pay attention. I would read the book and then I'd fucking do good on the test because I did not do my homework and classwork was.
If you didn't make me ever do homework, I would have probably did a little better in school just because. But like, oh man, I used to frustrate the crap out of teachers. But like, then in like college, I did great. Like,
that's because somebody did it for you.
No, oh no, not always, not always.
I'm just kidding. I only say that because I caught somebody else doing his homework for him once.
Oh yeah,
just once,
absolutely, a
couple times.
Well, you know, sometimes I needed help. And if your tutor is going to take their top off and tutor you all at the same time, you know.
But, okay.
So I found a one that hits close to home.
Oh.
So this one is my dad's friend opened a sports bar. My dad is pretty good at faking signatures, and he gave the guy a signed Joe Namath picture as a gift for opening the bar. The guy has proudly displayed it in his bar for 20 plus years, and it's a real crowd pleaser, as the bar is in Pittsburgh where everyone loves Joe.
What?
Sorry, did give credit, but it was deleted. But yeah, and I just think to myself, oh, there's tons of shit like that. But it's like, wow, I'm sitting here wondering, have I seen it myself?
Yeah, like what bar? Like, have we been there before?
Mm-hmm. Right. That
the owner, if they ever found out, they'd be so upset.
And it's funny because I like, we are from the Joe Namath area, so like, we know his niece.
He was on a sports team, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's a football
Steelers.
Player.
Oh boy. I'm not from here.
Nor am I, sir. But it's football.
But I don't care about sports at all. Like
football.
At all. Like, if sports is on the TV, I'm going to walk away or change it. My one coworker came into work. It was a couple weeks ago. He's like, oh, man, did you check out the game? I'm like, no. He's just kind of... gave me a weird look.
Joe Namath played for the New York Jets.
Oh, so how is that to do with?
Because he's from Beaver Falls.
Oh, I've seen.
I have a picture with my grandfather and my great uncle with him in a like at a party or something.
And so he threw balls good.
Yeah,
was he a quarterback?
Right, but the
no.
It's funny because
he
wasn't
a quarterback. He was some. He was a not linebacker. He was a. Like a receipt wide receiver or something, right? Is that what he was?
Quarterback.
Don't tell me. Hold on.
Quarterback. He was quarterback.
He was?
I win. Quarterback.
Uh-huh. See? I don't even watch that shit. Fuck you.
I feel so... Tyler is hating. If he ever hears this, he's going to be like, Nick, you motherfucker. You should have known all that a lot faster. But, yeah. So, it's just funny because I'm wondering now, you got to ask yourself, what if he knows if he's been to that bar and he knows that he didn't sign that? Like, you gotta wonder. Like,
oh man,
what
if they try to sell it and they get it to authenticated and they'd just be like, that's not even close.
I mean, I've seen,
and now I want to go find this bar just so I can like compare pictures of his
right. Yeah,
signature
you just go
with
around.
It.
You'll see if I can tell the difference.
Be like, you guys are good.
Oh my god.
Well, there's probably a lot of bars with that signed picture of, yeah.
Yeah. I heard a story about Michael Jordan getting asked to be to sign a pair of Jordans, and it was by some rapper, and he met him, and I guess Michael just wasn't in a good mood. He was like, you got $25,000. And I just laughed. And he's like, no, man. They were like trying to be like, why is he asking for so much money? Just sign his
because
shoes.
That's how much they're just going to go sell it for.
Yeah, right.
In his head.
Right, exactly. And like the Ted Nugent's been like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are like, they'll ask him I'm like,
well, because yeah, there are a lot of people who try to get autographs that are just right. gonna sell them.
See, now if I ever met Ted Nugent, I'd be like, will you sign a PMAG for me? Like, will you sign this 30-round mag, or will you sign these handguards for me, or something? I'd be like, I won't sell it. I'll keep it, but I don't know. You know.
Listen, the first time I ever saw that guy was because my dad listened to his band.
Right.
So, like, you know, him, like, bending over with a cat tail or something and his balls hanging out, like.
He had a wild phase, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if he got back into his roots nowadays of that, you know, I'm so sure
he doesn't perform anymore, right?
No. Oh, yeah. He just lives and bees an awesome American.
Plays with guns.
Oh, yeah.
You know that man has jizzed on a gun.
You haven't?
No.
I thought.
What?
I thought that was part of being in the club.
What? Club? I'm not in the club. Thank God.
There's a club.
You never, like, rubbed. Like, you never, like, did it, and then, like, a gun was close by and just, like, kind of got on a little bit? No. Now are you wondering which gun of mine that I've handed you that I've jizzed on?
Oh, God.
Oh, I love instilling that. That's
the one
great.
You bought me, or sold me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep. Everyone I've ever sold you ever, I've grabbed jizz on.
I have to go
on.
Burn my house down.
Now. I will admit this. This is what. I helped a pool company I was paid on the table and mm-hmm. everything like that, but like I did not want to do it. And, yeah. but like it was super just, oh, it sucked. I peed in every pool that summer. I did. I was a
There's
teenager.
Something
I didn't
should
give a
probably
shit.
Take to your grave.
That's probably something I should take to my grave. That's a good example.
When
but
I worked
like,
at
you know
Taco
what?
Bell.
Like I just didn't want to, people need a new pool liners, and I'm like, oh yeah, pool liner. Ooh.
Like,
I have to pee, and I'm not going in these people's houses, so I pee their pool.
No, like Taco Bell, sometimes your taco's like shattered.
Yeah.
No, maybe. Well, so when I worked at Taco Bell, wait, it wasn't me.
Wait, before you say this, I'm sorry if I ruined it, but I don't think I'm going to. I hope I'm not. All I imagined as soon as you said it was you just making a nice taco. Mm-hmm. Like, and then just fucking punching it and throw it in the bag.
Well, a guy I worked with actually did that all the time.
Just fucking make it.
Yep.
Make it nice. And then just.
And just.
Like, it just. Like.
They called him Chappie. I don't actually know his real name.
It sounds like some shit Michael would do.
Michael worked there before with me, but I don't think he ever did that. He just stole food.
He just speaking of steal food, so
punching tacos.
So you used to work at the hot dog shop,
mm-hmm.
and like the manager was like awesome. And any time like we closed the closing shift, there were certain things that got thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the hot dogs that were heated had to get thrown away. Buns that were in the steamer had to get thrown away. So they would just be like, "Here, make food." Like, whatever you want. Like, just use this stuff up.
Oh, nice.
Right. So it was, like, the best. I would always come home with, like, hot dogs and french fries. It was fantastic.
I'd do that. KFC, I'd always come home with chicken.
That's what was bomb about working at the mall, mm-hmm. is because you could go and get the stuff that they were about to throw away. Like, If you worked at the mall, Annie Ann's would load you
up. Chinese place.
I used to come home with so much Annie Ann's that the kids wouldn't even fuck with it the next morning. It would be sitting there. They'd come downstairs. They wouldn't even touch it. I was appalled. Appalled.
I would like leave like my class. I'd be like, can I go to the bathroom so I could go and get the Chinese food before they closed?
Because
I'd be in class at that time.
Yeah.
And we didn't get another break. So I was like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom.
box mall right. Chinese food.
No. So I got one, but it's a long one.
Okay. That's fine.
Go for it. All
right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucked up one, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Okay. So, can't pronounce the person's name, but it looks like Philly Calepto.
Mm-hmm.
When I was an awkward tween, my brothers and I spent a lot of time at my grandparents' house. We'd been raised by my grandparents since we were little kids, and even after my dad remarried, he and my stepmom both worked graveyard shifts. So, we would spend the night at my grandparents' house while parents were at work. One day, my grandmother informed me it was my grandfather's birthday and suggested that I go wish him happy birthday. He was downstairs in the living room sitting on a sofa, and when I went up to him to give him a big hug, around the neck and say happy birthday. It was kind of difficult to hug him because he was sitting down on a couch. So I kind of ended up kneeling on the sofa between his legs rather than trying to hug him from a standing position. He was quite happy and gave me a hug back. When I pulled back from the hug, he held me in his arms and gave me a big smile. Then he put his tongue in my mouth.
What?
Sometimes when I was a little kid, we would kiss other family members on the mouth, but those were like chase packs on the lips. I could tell immediately that this was different. His tongue was on my teeth. It lasted for only a moment, and I was grossed out and confused when I pulled away. At that moment, my grandmother walked into the living room. I turned my head to look at her. My hands were still on my grandpa's shoulders. She seemed really happy that I had wished my grandfather happy birthday like a good little kid. Hold on, where is it at? Ah. I gave him one final quick hug and scrammed out of the room. For the rest of my tween and teen years, I was always careful not to be alone in the same room with my grandfather. He passed away during my 20s, a good decade ahead of his time due to lifestyle-induced health issues, and my family chose me to speak at his funeral. I had a really complicated feelings about it because I did love him. My grandma and grandpa raised me, after all. Also, my grandfather was the rock of the family, and after he passed away, the three branches, my dad and our family, plus his siblings and their families, gradually grew apart, and nothing was ever the same between us again. We don't even spend Christmas all together anymore. I never told anyone in my family about it because I couldn't break my grandmother's heart. She survived her husband 10 years and still talks to and about him every day and visits his grave multiple times a week. So thanks for listening to my story, Reddit. Nice to get that off my chest.
I love the ending.
It was like, they were like, it's been bothering me for a little bit. I just want to say something. Like, wow. Like super fucked up. Like, and it makes you wonder, like, was he being creepy or was he like having a senile moment?
I don't know.
Dude, right?
If he wasn't having a senile moment, we could do better than that, guys.
Right, yeah.
Hello, this is Dr. Dickendocker, the mind behind the inflatable fairy pumper and the triple dong dragon builder. Today, I have a new product I'd like to talk to you about. I'm about to revolutionize the way that you clip your toenails. No more bending down, no more having to bend your legs at all. With my easy 37-part system, I promise you that you will never have to worry about your toenails again. Paired with our cutting-edge bunion bumper, that product will very quickly become the essential piece of your daily life. Get your toenailizer system today on Amazon and in some select Walmarts near you.
Okay, so I have one. I mean, it's kind of long, too. It's by Deleted. I attempted to murder my mother. She was abusive verbally, but also physically. She'd hit you in places no one would see or rip clumps of my hair out when Dad was on the road for work. She probably has a personality disorder. She got in my face one night when I was coming home from my second job, and I had it. My mom, like, went through whole periods where she wouldn't work. I was killing myself every summer working 50-plus hours to pay family bills in my parents' names and also get my younger sister to all of her activities. I had it. I tried to put Mom's head through a wall. She started screaming, "Oh, help, help!" And I told her she could dish it out. She should also be able to take it. Shoved her on the ground and kicked her repetitively in the abdomen and thigh, while still trying to put her head through the wall with one hand. It's plaster and lathe situation, old house, New England. I really fucked her up, and it felt good to do so. She's destroyed so many people's lives, and she never faces any consequences for it. No one in our family ever helped me or called the police when she would abuse me. The only one who ever helped us was the dog. If the dog was awake when my mom tried to start something, she'd get between us, growl at my mom until she backed down. I had always shown restraint and never hit her until this night, but my dad did call the cops on me when I crossed that line. The cops get there, split us up to interview. I explain my side and then just blurt out, where were you assholes when I was 8 and she was doing that to me? The cop was taken aback. I think he could tell I was being honest and it was a culmination of years of shit and pain. He goes and talks to his partner. I think this isn't an assault. I think it's a mental illness thing. Then they basically intimidated my mom and dad into agreeing with them. They wouldn't let it go until they agreed it was a medical issue, not a criminal one. So they called an ambulance and I went to the hospital as part of a diversion program. Basically, they sent me to detox for 3 days and I emerged with no record, no charges, no nothing except for a script of Prozac and a recommendation for therapy. Trying to kill my mom probably saved my life, honestly, because I got myself some tools from a CBT-DBT therapist, but I'm not stupid enough to want people to know. Who would date me? How would I ever get promoted at work? Anyway, be kind. You never know what someone's been through, and you never know what people are capable of when pushed far enough.
Yeah. I
tried to kill my mom. Okay.
Beat the shit out of that motherfucker. Just.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, like, what an epiphany tell everybody, to have, man. Right? Be like, hey, I tried to kill my mom and it saved my life. Hey, what's up?
I'd be like, listen to this fucking story. No, that's pretty fucking wild.
Oh, all right. I just read the first sentence of it, okay. So I'm going to commit to the whole fucking thing.
Okay.
I'm a 30-year-old married man and I have a diaper fetish, which includes wearing and using diapers. This is always done in the privacy of home and usually when my wife is away for the day or long weekend. So somewhere out there is a woman that just sits there and needs to think to herself, I need to add, he might be shitting in a diaper and jerking off about it.
Ew.
To the list of things he might be doing at home. I assure you, I don't do it. I am way too busy doing far more other, probably not as fucked up things. Yeah. You don't need to worry. I don't have a diaper fetish. That's like, you got to look at somebody sometimes and think, if I had something weird, I think you'd know. Like, if it was a diaper thing, Mark thought he had a diaper thing once.
What? No, I didn't. What are you talking about?
What?
No.
No?
No.
I thought you were into the ladies that like the Depends.
No.
No.
No. Wrong guy.
Would that be a diaper wrong fetish, Mark? Or would is that it? Be like a cougar fetish?
No. Wait, granny
old
fetish.
Grannies with
granny
diapers.
Fetish? Granny fetish. Granny with
but what Depends. If you like wearing her diapers too?
Oh,
that's when it's that.
No, be more about having a fetish with, like, I don't know. Old women always have good candy in their purses.
Ooh, they got them butterscotches.
Yeah, see, like, there's I
ooh, love me some more.
Then. Like, I'm not saying but it's my thing. But I get it.
Uh-huh.
You can understand it.
This one, yeah. I would actually call the person out, but that's just me. It's by Yoy. Many years ago, an ex-girlfriend of mine got so shit-faced at the bar on Halloween that she passed out and pissed all over the seat. Everyone saw, it was everywhere. She didn't know anyone at the bar, thankfully. She woke up the next morning and had no memory of it happening. She told me how much fun she had. I decided to keep that one to myself. She would have been so mortified. I'd be like, you know you pissed everywhere last night, right? Oh, everybody's calling him so nice. My dad left me in the car at a strip club while he went inside and spent almost 2 hours in there. At least he left me with food and water, but he promised me to not tell my mom. That's fucked.
I couldn't tie my laces when I was 18.
Nick, is that you?
No.
Nick's actually reading a personal experience and pretending it's on the...
this. His name is simply Tom_1. I really, really like that fucking username.
Okay, I have one. Speaking of grave, when I was a teenager, some friends and I got really stoned, walked around the town cemetery. There was a whole section of generic flat grave markers from the 1800s. I found myself trying to imagine their lives in the same town I lived so long ago. Then I saw one of the plates was kind of sticking up and crooked. I bent down to touch it. It wasn't attached at all. And I lifted it up in my hand. Right then, my asinine stone brain decided to put it in my backpack. I thought I'd somehow honor this stranger more than the shitty groundskeeper, leaving it all willy-nilly in the middle of the aisle. None of my friends saw what I did. Cue hours later, when I start to sober up and the paranoia and guilt and panic set in, I hide the plate in my closet for about a year before I chuck it back over the fence one day late at night. I hope Bessie Jane Holmes doesn't mind that I kept her for a while. I still think back and shudder at the guilt of such an immoral fuckery.
Oh my gosh. So our town has a very historic cemetery in it, and a kid.
Which one?
Grove.
Oh, okay.
And so a kid went and like kicked over a bunch of tombstones. And you would think like, oh, that's so fucking terrible, blah, 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 blah. It is. It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of volunteers that repaired it and stuff like that. That's, you know, like shit happens with old monuments and whatnot. But like at the same time when it's fucking vandalized, it's like, so that kid, got like the shit beat out of him a good couple times about it, actually. Like, really? by a bunch of people you wouldn't expect it, at least back then, what I remember. Like, I don't actually remember specifically who beat the shit out of him, but I know he got it a bunch of times. He ended up having to move because of it. Like, he was not there after. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Right?
Like, and did he just knocked them over. He didn't, like, smash them.
Yeah, like, straight up vandalism, like, was, like, fucking pushing them over. But that's the thing, like, he did, like, big ones. He did ones that need like multiple men with tools to get it back up.
Okay.
Like, and it was like he used a lot of leverage and stuff, you know, piss shirt Ben Barr to push mm-hmm. them over. Like, it wasn't like he was hitting them with his car.
Yeah, he put a lot of effort
like
into it.
Yeah.
So him getting
and
the
I mean
ass,
the the like the thin ones from like the 1700s and stuff are real.
Yeah,
like,
they're fragile. Yeah, if you like, knock those over, they'll shatter.
Hocus pocus style Billy's grave, like that kind of old stuff. Is up there and it was a big deal. That kid got the shit beat out of him.
Oh, did he deserved it?
He so fucking deserved it. Historic graves, especially like mm-hmm. I have no doubt that somebody that beats shit out of him was probably told to by like a family member that was like, he probably desecrated one of your family members' graves. Like, I'd beat the fuck out of him for it. I'd be like, if somebody would have told me that, I'd be like, oh, fuck no. Yeah, I feel obligated. Yeah.
He was tortured so much that he had to move. I think that's kind of my best part.
Did I tell you? I mean, that, hey, you deserve to move. Like, it's like, hey, is that bullying? No.
Did I tell you guys the story about when I punched my foster brother in the dark?
Why was it in the dark? Yeah.
So, like, when he came into our foster home, we found out that he, like, did stuff to little kids. He was, like, probably, like, 13.
Okay.
And so the one night he went to the bathroom and I jumped out of my bed because I was like on a top bunk and went and hid by the door with all the lights off. And as soon as he walked in, I blasted him as hard as I could in his nose. And he just he's like freaking the fuck out and like, ah! And like, I'm like, I just go back in my bed and pretend like I'm sleeping. And my foster mom comes in the room and she's like, what's going on? He like has blood all down his face and shit. And like,
I don't know what happened.
I think I ran into the wall. Like... But like, I wouldn't have done that if I didn't know he was like a piece of shit. Like, he was a piece of shit.
Wait, like, so did he know he got hit?
I don't think so.
He never talked to you about it or anything?
No, I never talked about it. I guess that's something I'd take to my grave if I didn't say it on a podcast.
That's okay. Nobody listened.
I blasted that motherfucker. Like,
oh, that's great. That's funny.
He deserved it. Just reminded me of that. So this one is by Poopsock10.
Poopsock10.
Once when I was 13, I went a week and a half without pooping. I was on a camping trip and something must have happened with the drinking water. I took laxatives, nothing worked. My stomach was killing me, but nothing would come out. Then one evening after dinner, I felt it coming. I knew this was it. I bolted for the bathhouse, mentally preparing for this epic event. When I finally waddled in, the stalls were all occupied. At this point, I'm freaking out. I'm literally going to shit my pants and in the woods with no means of cleaning. I waddle to the private shower attached to the bathrooms, and my desperate mind starts solving problems like I'm Bradley Cooper in Limitless. Initially, I think to just shit on the shower drain and waffle stomp it through. But I was not going to be that guy who ruined the nicest shower in the woods for everyone. Like a bolt of lightning, I knew what I had to do. So I pooped in the only piece of clothing I could spare, my sock. Obviously, my stomach was doing better now, and I was hugely relieved. I brought the poop sock to the dumpster nearby, and one of my friends saw me on the way. Before I could dispose of the poop sock, he strikes up a conversation and starts asking questions about what I'm doing. Internally, I'm panicking. The best excuse I could come up with was that I found a sock in the shower stuffed with mud, so I thought it was best to throw it away. My friend affirms how good of a guy I am for doing that. I throw the poop sock into the dumpster and my problems are finally over. Mud in a sock is a ridiculous story, but there's absolutely no way he could have guessed that the real situation was much, much more bizarre. I've never told a soul about this until now. Never will again.
That's so insane.
The poop sock.
I mean, we've already talked about if you didn't have anything else, what would you wipe your ass with? And yeah, we said socks.
Everyone always chooses a sock.
Because you can go without socks.
Sleeves.
You're going to rip your sleeve off? Then you look like a tough guy with a sleeveless shirt?
Yeah, because then... I got asked the question once by a very snarky friend of mine when I was younger. She goes, "What happened to your sleeves?" And I always like wanted to come up with a good answer for that question, and wiping my ass with it ain't a bad one, ain't it? Like,
I got another shit one.
You got another shit one?
I got another shit one.
Okay.
This is by Casper632. I finished having surgery and had a post-op appointment with my doctor up the hill. Had to go before that while driving up the hill. Figured I'd use the bathroom while in the office. I forgot I had to shit. Impossible as it seems. Well, I drive back down the hill when the bullet train hit my ass. I pulled over the side of the highway, having no place to shit, and I grab the only thing nearby, a thin empty styrofoam box from Panda Express on the passenger seat. Things were moving fast. So fast, in fact, that I made my first mistake. I missed the box. I had shat all over the driver's seat of my car. I had been on an antibiotics too, so we're not talking logs here. We're talking full-on mud pie split pea soup. It fucking filled the seat. I am doing this acrobatic effort not to dip my ass back in the mess, and I somehow open the car door. I grab my phone and pop the trunk. After slamming the car door shut, I run bare ass to the trunk of my car to grab my change of clothes I had prayed for. Good thing I didn't make that Goodwill run yet. God's joke wasn't quite over, though. I walked back to the driver's door to realize my keys are now locked inside the car with the engine running. So now, to make matters worse, I now have to call a tow truck to unlock my car door. Now some Hank the tow truck guy has to stare at the abomination that I left in my seat. I was mortified, and he just stared at me with such bewilderment afterwards. I hung my head and said, "It's exactly what it seems." I'm sure that tow truck guy had one hell of a story when he got back home.
Damn. Oh my God.
I'm glad I don't have anything like that. I mean, I think I told this story, though. I, like, fucking left my doors open and ran into get-go to shit. Yeah, I told that one a long time ago.
There's so many stories of people shitting their pants. Oh, my gosh. I have a friend that I think intentionally doesn't hang out with me. Or, well, around.
Is it because you shit your pants?
No, because he shit his pants and people always bring them up. And I'm always in fear of it. I don't blame him. Because there's a lot of them. It's like, you know what, man? Stop eating chicken salad. You know? You'll stop having these stories of shitting your pants places.
You've never had a close call?
Yeah. But I'm good. Like, you know, it's like, it's like Babe Ruth hitting home runs, you know? Letting the ball slide every now and again, you know?
Oh.
Living on the edge. You know,
I'm sure
sometimes.
You've sharded.
Oh, I've definitely, like, held it tight. My butthole is, like, grade A. I cannot go to jail.
Oh, I have something happy.
What? Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. So my grandfather had a hand in making one of the World Series trophies back in the day. He never got any credit, but he, we have photos and parts from his prototype of the trophy. When I was a teen, I added what I knew to Wikipedia, since why not? Although I believe it's gone now, but funny story, I ended up being quoted in a newspaper all over the country. Proceed to a few years later, I get a call from my mom, who's almost in tears of joy. She found the Wikipedia page and was freaking out because she was so happy her father got the credit he deserved. She ended up making really fancy shadow boxes of the Wikipedia page printed out, copies of the photos, and other baseball stuff. She made one for each of her siblings. I had to just bite my tongue every time I go over there and see this thing hanging prominently in their living room.
That's awesome. Oh my god.
And it's worth, like, not saying anything because of how much joy that brings. Like, that's definitely something. Take it to your grave. You don't need to tell nobody. Yeah, just that,
if it makes them happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty wild, though. Could you imagine how much a prototype of that trophy is worth? Like, there's weird baseball shit that's worth a lot of money, and just to think, like, something like that would be, like...
Why do we keep talking about sports?
I know, right? Sam, sports keeps coming up.
Do any of us like sports?
No. That's what I always thought was funny, is the gun shop I work at, there was a review one time, and they accused us of sitting around talking about sports, and they, like, they said it multiple times in the paragraph they wrote. And I'm just laughing because I'm like, you weren't at that gun shop because there's nobody that fucking works there that gives a fuck about sports. The only time we've ever talked about sports was talking about that review. Like, we seriously, like, never, ever. You know what? I lied. We had these 22s that were fucking, they were Dale Earnhardt Jr. special edition. That's the closest we got to sports in that fucking gun shop ever.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Like, they, cars? Sure. Yeah. If you were ignored by a bunch of guys talking about cars, yeah, that's probably happened. But, like, nope, not sports. Not at all. And I think Tyler, I always tell that to Tyler. I'm like, if we ever get the chance to go back in time, I got to take you with me. He's like, why? I was like, because you know the sports shit I can bet and make money off of. He's like, I got to go with you because he knows it all. And I'm like, fuck, the Twin Towers are going to fall. You can't bet money on that. I mean, you know what I mean? But... Like, you don't want to. Right. That would be suspicious. How did you know? So,
oh man, I wouldn't know any. I'd be fucked.
Yeah. So, I know something.
I'd start.
I would
technology
know what to
companies.
Invest in when.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time doing it. It depends on how far back I went.
I would become Steve Jobs. But like fuck that guy. I'm gonna get this done faster.
Like back in the '90s, like we figure some shit out. But like so, the Oh, what was the one? I already fucking forgot it. The one with Tyler talking about which ones got which. Hold on. I'm drawing a blank. Oh, the Super Bowls.
Oh.
The Super Bowls. the
Who won which Super Bowl? Did the Super Bowl already happen this year?
Yes. Yeah.
Who played?
Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Kansas City Chiefs.
And the 49ers.
Who won?
No.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs won, but it wasn't
the 49ers.
Was it the 49ers? I don't
know. When the fuck was the game?
It was like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know that.
We watched it here.
Yeah. Oh.
We actually watched it, and I still can't remember that much from it. But, like, I watched the Super Bowl.
New Orleans.
But I only watch it for the show. I really wanted to watch, see the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it was going to play, but it didn't. I still had to watch it on my phone afterwards. So I was like, I fucking watched the fucking Super Bowl for nothing.
Fallout's so good.
I've heard good things.
So good.
Yeah.
Watch it.
I have to.
Watch it.
I will.
Watch it. You'll love it.
I think. I saw a clip. I think I like it.
So we have a Patreon.
We have a Patreon?
Yes.
I heard there's talks of a lot of merch.
There are talks of a lot of merch. You want to take this onesie?
We got some samples that we're checking out. Some tote bags, some buttons. We're looking at t-shirts with some of those graphic-y things. Once I have all this stuff together, I'll put the site up and then we'll, I don't know, spam the shit out of it.
Some real punk rock shit, you know?
Yeah.
But like stuff you can wear to the mall.
But tier 2 and 3, you'll get stickers.
Stickers.
We got new ones coming out.
Yes.
Which are pretty good.
Sticker game is getting stepped up.
Oh, yeah. Because we cut out that one guy. What?
It's not my computer. What is that noise?
No, what? Was it mine?
Yeah.
What the fuck is mine doing? Oops, I broke the rule.
Because I like had a panic. I'm sitting here looking at my thing and I'm like, that wasn't me.
You're one of those fucking weirds. I never have like notifications set up on my computer. Like for it to ding for anything. Like,
it's
oh my god.
Fucking
gosh.
Apple. I can't help it. I don't.
I have no choice. Apple makes me do it.
Apple makes me do it.
I really want a new iPad though. Coming out in a couple months.
I want a tablet. I don't want that. I want
that has nothing to do with our Patreon though.
No, nothing to do with
it. Dude, the iPad Pros are gonna be fucking legit.
I know.
I'm gonna be able to do all my editing, even recording from that thing.
Do you remember going to the mall when AT&T first got the iPhone and going up there and playing with it and watching YouTube videos?
Yeah.
And like the, do you remember the first YouTube logo? Or like the, what the icon, I mean.
Yeah.
So weird.
Mm-hmm.
So weird compared to how it is now.
I know, man.
I hate, though, when you open up your YouTube and
some
it starts in shorts. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Some of this technology, though, I called it.
Yeah.
I fucking called it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, what ones?
Touch screens. I knew that touch screens were going to be a thing.
From there.
Yeah.
Bigger phones, I knew it was.
A matter of time.
Yeah.
Yep.
I figured we would get bigger again with the phones because, like, we started out big and then, like, it was all about getting smaller, 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 smaller. And then I was like, you can't get much smaller.
We now have a computer running in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely.
I knew that was going to happen.
That's why I tell my kids, I'm like, the things you can do with your phone make your life so much easier now if you know how to do it. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had it when I was a kid.
Oh, I was like 17 when I got like a phone. And that was the flip phones with the fucking.
Yep.
Remember, you'd have to take a picture of yourself like this.
Oh yeah,
and you
it was all
look
kinds
at the screen.
Of fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had a pink razor.
I had a pink razor. Yeah.
Yeah, razor.
I had a gray. Awesome. Well, I had a gray one at first, and then like I broke it.
I have,
and I couldn't get. I was like looking for another one. Mm-hmm. I got a pink one for real cheap, so I was like.
I had, so the first phone I had was like a Nokia and it was like this big and it like lit up on the sides and it had like a clear back and you could put like different like
face plates.
Yeah. It had different plates on the, so like you could have different pictures in and then it would light up like the little nodes on the side.
Oh my God.
They were like rubbery.
Like the track phones, like,
but it was a
my
Nokia
dad
that
had
thing
that.
Was a brick.
Yeah, you can get all kinds of super custom-y stuff. That actually is like right before I got involved because the Sprint kiosk I worked at was right next door to, right next to a dude that ran like one of those repair shops, but the report was a repair shop and it was just all cases. Mm-hmm. So like that's all it was cases, but he had a bunch of repair shit. And it, all the stuff that he had was all the old stuff from setting up phones to be able to like light up all on the sides and shit. I'd be like, wow. But I remember nothing could beat an old Sanyo. Uh-huh. You remember those? And they'd click and then you'd hyperextend it and you just do it just for fun. Like you would try to break the phone as like a fidget because the phone had like a built-in thing to do it.
So, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Sanyo phones. Like there was a point in time where you could probably still open one and just bend it. It won't break. Like if you overextend it and snap it, then yeah, it'll break. But you could fidget with it and not break it.
You should do that with a Galaxy Fold.
That's why I don't have get one.
I want one.
The wide one.
Yeah, the wide one.
But it needs to be like the size of our phones, like this.
Uh-huh.
When it's this folded big, and then oh,
this
okay.
big. Like I would buy that.
So essentially if it was two note notes, size,
yeah, I would buy that. I actually looked into seeing if I could get my shit to run on the same, like two phones to run as one and like just put some kind of hinge on like one of my older.
Some
notes.
Ghetto hinge?
But you can't.
No, so I think the fold is not the width of the notes.
No, it's real skinny.
But it's I think lengthwise it is. Yeah. Lengthwise it is.
Well, once they get to be about this size, I'll buy one. A couple of years.
Sure. Oh yeah.
Yeah. They'll do an ultra at some point.
Our daughter has the flip. It's not bad. I like the flip. It's
yeah. Good. They're nice phones. I mean, it's
because that's the Razr
technology. Mm-hmm. They still gotta figure it out.
And it has she likes the front because it has that little window and it's a touchscreen window, oh, so yeah. She can like notifications.
That reminds
time.
Me of an old flip phone too much, and I don't want to. No. Didn't they do that with a Razr though? Kind of.
At one point,
they made a new Razr with it. Just had different screens on it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard women complain about the size of their pockets? Are you familiar with that? That's why she likes that phone.
Oh yeah,
like,
that's fair.
That's one of her big things. And I'm like, oh.
Why? That's a important question. Why are women's pockets so small?
Nobody has an answer for us.
See, but that's the weird part about it is like I'm wondering like if the design is made and then pockets are added, like how cars. There were cars back in the day that they'd be like, okay, we made this car and I'll put an engine in it. Like they designed
like
it first.
Oh, you had to design the engine they didn't, around like, what was already made.
Right. They didn't do the same thing. Like, so there's like really big cars with like really small motors in them. And then, but they put bigger and bigger motors in them because they fit.
Isn't there a really famous car that's the other way around? They built the motor to do everything that they wanted it to
right.
do. And
then
they looked at someone and was like, build me a car.
Yeah.
On top of it.
Right. Uh-huh. They've done that with guns. Because they said, oh, we need to make this fly. And they took a gun and then they built a plane around it. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of different approaches to design. It doesn't mm-hmm. make them right or wrong, but the intent is the intent, you know?
I can make my Glock fly.
Yeah. You know, that's illegal. If you,
is it really?
Yeah.
Attach it to your drone?
Well, it's... I hate
because they even have
much.
Little, like, actuators little things that where you can, like, push yeah. a button make and a button it fucking and makes it
expand.
Do something. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, attaching a firearm to a drone is technically illegal because you're not pressing the trigger. It's like booby trap kind of shit. Mm-hmm. And like it, and I mean, it is sketchy to think about
so
because
wait,
you could fly.
The yeah. shotgun trap at my house is illegal?
Yeah.
Fuck. Since when?
Yeah.
But I can have a flamethrower.
Well, yeah. It's just a flamethrower. Have you ever, do you know the difference
so
between
I can
a flamethrower,
set a flamethrower
and, the,
trap?
And the Elon Musk not a flamethrower?
Can I set a flamethrower trap in my house then?
You mean like
like if you walk onto my like walkway, you're dead?
Like in Home Alone?
Yeah.
Like you lit the...
Yeah, is that legal?
Do you really want to light your house on fire, though? That's why I tell people about what liking Dragon's Breath.
Well, I'll like
I'm like, you're going to light your house on fire.
Those are fun.
Those are fun. Those definitely could light a house on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are stupid and don't think of all the things that are flammable and how flammable they are. Mm-hmm. I've burned a lot of things, so like I know.
We shot dragon's breath together.
Have we ever sat on a couch while it was on fire together?
I don't know. I thought you
threw something in a fire after you took a couch to the fire.
What?
Didn't you throw something in a fire and it exploded, and it burned somebody?
Yeah,
right?
That's a very broad statement in my life. Just being honest.
No, but you talked about picking up a couch and bringing it to the bonfire and like sitting in the couch, and then at the end of the bonfire, you threw the couch in the bonfire.
Oh, so this is actually a really good story. Okay, all right. So, friend's graduation party. He lived out in the boonies. Mm-hmm. We were going to get pallets from the place he worked. In the next town over, to get the pallets to burn at his party, and on the way, I was very familiar with the one road because it was near one of my grandparents' house, and there was a guy that had a couch out on his driveway for sale, and I saw it, and I knew just enough. I was like, that couch has to be cheap. You know, I had a couple of dollars in my pocket, and I was like, you know, let's stop by, talk to this dude about this couch. And I was like, hey, how much you want for the couch, man? He comes out, he's like, oh, yeah, we just need rid of it, you know, we got new furniture, had that thing forever, and it was old fucking couch. He's like, yeah, I figured if you, you know, you got it upholstered, or not reupholstered, but got it cleaned, you know, stuff like that, it'd be great, you know. I was like, so how much you want for you? Like, I don't know, like $25. I was like, can I be honest with you, man? He's like, yeah, sure. I was like, we have a party going on, and I want to take this thing out in the middle of a field, and I want to sit on it, and then I want to burn it at the end of the night. Can I get it for $5? And he was like, yeah.
Well, because you're essentially hauling away his garbage for him. Yeah.
Right, that's exactly. I think that's the two and two he put together. He's like, all right. Like,
Get the fuck out of here.
Because, like, I didn't even need to level out with him. Like, nobody wants his fucking couch. I hope some guy's out there just saying, like, some high school kid just bought this couch just so he can sit on it at a bonfire and then fucking burn it.
That is some, like, lazy shit, man. Well,
I did have the guy that bought my very first car off of me from Craigslist took it. It had a blown head gasket, but he still took it through a demolition derby and he sent me pictures of it afterward. It was fucking awesome.
That's cool.
Was that the LeBaron? No.
Nah, I didn't have a LeBaron. You're an asshole.
What was it?
My dad's friends, if they ever heard that, they would be the only people I know that would laugh that you were like, you have a LeBaron? No, I had a Chevrolet Lumina.
That's it, Lumina.
Yeah, I had a Lumina.
Close enough.
Listen, that fucking thing was awesome. I miss that car.
Is that the one I learned how to drive in?
The red one.
No.
No, that you learned in my mom's Mercury. Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. God, that fucking car. I'm glad it's dead now.
I hated
when she got that car. She hated when she got that car because it was fucking silver. Listen, the car she had before that was a blue Chevy Corsica. No, it wasn't a Corsica. Corsicas are cheap. A Beretta. It was a Chevy Beretta. It was badass. It was a two-door car, and that it had fucking handles that were vertical.
Oh.
To like get into the
doors?
To
like get in at the handles, you went like this on the side of the car. Yeah. But it didn't them stupid ass seat belts that wrapped around
the
you.
Electric
seat. It had something weird with the seat belts. I forgot
about those.
Remember? Yeah. No, we watched a movie where the car had those seat belts, and because of the way that they filmed it, they had to take the seat belt part out. But you still saw
you
the
still
fucking
see it just
thing
dangling there, and it goes, and it the sound guy probably had a nightmare with it because they
anymore.
Fucking make a bunch of noise sometimes because
they aren't
because they weren't
efficient
safe
like safety wise like because
Fair
of
enough.
Where it hits everyone
yeah
it's in the same angle and it can't be adjusted for the
it was a it was a good idea, but like, you remember the seat in Casper when it like falls and it goes through the fucking all the maze and shit just to like shave and whatnot? We can't fucking do that with seatbelts. Just put your fucking seatbelt on. You know what I mean? Like, and I'll give it to you. Like, there is the thing that scares me the most about wearing my seatbelt is there's instances where the seatbelt can kill you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what the fuck? But like, you look at it, how they design it now, they put so much more thought into it. It's like, no, put your fucking seatbelt on.
I always put my seatbelt
on. Oh, yeah. I get yelled at sometimes because if I have like a Bluetooth like on the phone and if I forgot to put my seatbelt on, certain people will yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, put your fucking seatbelt on, because they hear the dinging.
The dinging gets annoying.
Yeah.
Not everybody can just drown it out.
Right. So there's some cars when you get in someone else's car and they don't wear their seatbelt because they drowned it out, but it annoys the piss out of you. I don't ride with people.
I'll say something to them.
Yeah.
So we got the merchandise, we got Patreon, I think we're,
we got some shit to take to the grave.
Yep, some shit to take to the grave. If you have any, just send them to us. No, I'm kidding. I will read them.
I would, you know what? If anybody wants to contribute anonymously,
No,
we're not going to read those?
That. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know.
If somebody wants to give us, like, something like that, though.
I'll take this to my grave, but then they'd have to tell us. It's like,
they
might know some other secrets. So I don't know. We might be able to stir up some dark ones.
Oh.
Ooh, Beaver County secrets.
I want to do that episode.
My mom knew where there was a famous cow statue, and my mom said she was one of the people that knew where the cow head was because it got stolen.
Is it because she was one of the people that stole
it? I don't know. I never asked. I didn't ask the rest of the story, and I think she was just like, she knew other people. I don't know. I can't remember, but I knew that happened.
Okay. She showed up late to the party, and they told her where the head was. I think that's
one. So, yeah, so she might have, I guess she essentially took that to her grave. Wow. I had to think about that one.
Yeah.
Boom.
So, this is Mark.
And this is Nick.
And I'm Z.
And this is the Guns and Gory Podcast.
Well, hello. This is Z, and you guys have been listening to the Guns and Gory Podcast. Written and produced by Mark Hodge and Nick Parrish. Audio engineering by Mark Hodge. Recorded in Fat Boy Studios via Sir Nicky's Love Castle. Media manager is me, Z. We'd like to thank all of our friends and family for the amazing support and all of you awesome people listening in. Please join our Patreon for fun extras and behind the scenes with the guys. You can find us at patreon.com/gunsandgory. That is guns, A-N-D-G-O-R-Y. You can also find us on the Facebook, Instagram, and the YouTube. At Guns and Gory, thank you so much for listening. Please comment, like, share, subscribe, have a few carrier pigeons. We'll take them all. Yeah.